to Ayin of the Days, Toshma. Bottom. Yisrael the Ger Shri Bebagura Achas. Yisrael and the Ger are in one living place together. Rashi Begora Goran Hu Becholik Bechadorim. They lived, what's it called, in a chotzer together, a ger and a Jew, and they had a common chotzer, and they ushered one on the other unless they would have made an eruv. And the ger died, so if he died already on Friday, Israel, so the ger has no yorship. So somebody has to be machzik in his nechasim, their hefker. So if the ger died on Friday, we'll see the Gemara right away is going to ask that the way it says doesn't make sense. Even though another Jew already was machzik in his nechasim, osa, right? Still, the other Jew asks this one since they didn't make an eruv together. Nichshach Shecha, if the ger died already on Shabbos, Afal Pishalo Hirzik Yisrael Acher Eino Olsen. Even though nobody else was kona his nechasim, now they're Stam Hefker, doesn't ask him. Okay. Where it says Hagufa Kasha. You can't read the words, it don't make sense. Amras mi ba'od yom Afal Pisha Hirzik. Right? The ger died on Friday, even though somebody else was machzik in his nechasim, right? So it answers. What do you mean? Even though somebody was machzik, mashma v'lo miboyik lo hirzik. If somebody wasn't machzik in his nechasim, then it would surely be asher. But even if somebody was already machzik in his nechasim, it's also asher. Adarav, ki lo hirzik lo asher. If he's not machzik, then it's not asher. It's datka b'machzik that it would be asher. Because if somebody wasn't machzik in his nechasim, then the Jew's alone there. There's nobody else. It's him and a piece of hefker. So it shouldn't be asur at all. Amar Rav Papa, Eim afal pi shelo hirzik. Okay, read it differently. Read it that if the ger died on Friday, even though nobody yet was machzik in his nechasim, still it's asur. Ay v'ho afal pi shehirzik, Tani. The Mais doesn't say that. It says afal pi shehirzik. You're saying read it afal pi shelo hirzik. Hachi koma. Afal pi shelo hirzik m'bod yom, even though nobody actually took ownership of the ger's property on Friday, but they did take what's it called ownership of it already Friday night. Given the havel of a hasim bodyom, since it was omed to change ownership and to have an owner on Friday, also we don't say that since it was mutter when Shabbos came in, it remains mutter the whole Shabbos, because when Shabbos came in, it was omed for somebody, the mafreya, it was igloy milso, that somebody was machzik in these nechasim. So on Friday, it was omed to be in somebody else's rishus, and therefore, it's as if it was in that person's rishus already. And therefore, it's also. See Rashi. Yisrael, the ger, garsida, ger shemeis, the inlo yorship, the ger dies, and he has no yorship. Whoever is machzik first, it is nechasim gets it, the hefker. Megura gorin hu v'cholik b'chadorim, a place that has different rooms. V'hayil v'kolechot pischo v'chotzer, everybody had their room, and a door that opened into a common chotzer. V'osun zel zed, if they didn't make an eruv, then they'd be osur one unto the other. Afal pisha hitzik, v'kamen parich, my afal pisha hitzik. Whereas in the S right away, what do you mean afal pisha hitzik? Tafka because hitzik it's osur. Weren't machzik, nobody was machzik in the chasim of the ger, it'll be mutter. Osir ha-machzik al-hadar. The new machzik asers the person who was there before, because they don't have an eruv. Mishach sheicha, shikvar kona eruv. But if the ger didn't die until Friday night, and they already had an eruv between them, and since the eruv took effect, right, afal pi parich lekaman, ki lo hirzik havi lei zed dor yechidi. The leka do osir alei. L'maisa, if nobody was machzik, then surely it'll be mutter. The Haida Asr Mishum the Hirzik. It's only Asr because somebody else was Machzik in the Nechasim. The Hachi Boyle Mistay. Im Hirzik Yisrael Achim Nechasim also. Right? If, when after the Ger died, somebody else was Machzik in the Nechasim, that's what makes it Asr. But if nobody was Machzik in the Nechasim, then it'd be Mutter. So the Gemara says, Rapapa said, you should say, That's how it should read. Miba'od yom. Even though nobody was machzik during the day, miyad, the him tirat shechecha, and he wasn't machzik in the nechosim till night, the ike heter lemikseh Shabbos, and when Shabbos came in, it was mutter, because there was nobody else there except for the Jew. The ger had died already, and it's all belong now. That didn't belong, but it belonged to the Jew, and there was nothing to be ma'akiv his rishos, because the ger's rishos was hefker. Oh, so still it's awesome. Can mefarish the kamon. Hoil v'hoil lo koach lahachzik b'avad yom. Since this guy could have been machzik during the day, he just chose not to. So it was all made to go into somebody's rishos already from the daytime. In Mirza, if he wanted to, he could have been machzik during the day. Nimtzis rishos zet pluya v'almedes v'lo havihutu l'mitzis Shabbos. So potentially, it already belonged to somebody during the day, and that's not called hutu l'mitzis Shabbos. Hachiko Amar, the Chesurei Mechsura. Now we're going to try to explain the last part of this Braisa. If the Ger died a Friday night, Afal Pishalo Hivzik Yisrael Acher Enoosa. Even though nobody else was Mavzik, still it's Mut. So Mara says, Adarab, Afal Pishalo Hivzik Yisrael Acher, Velomi Boyki Hivzik. Right, it's mashma. The reason that it's mutter is even if nobody was masik. Mashma, if somebody was masik, surely it'd be mutter. That doesn't make sense. It's the opposite. If somebody had been masik, that would be a reason it should be awesome. But if nobody was masik bichlau, then there's a reason it should be mutter. So what's the afalp? Even though nobody was masik, it's mutter. Adarabba, ki hirzik also. Amar papa, eim afalp shehirzik. Read it differently. Not afalp shelo hirzik, afalp shehirzik. Right, if the ger didn't die till Shabbos came in, so now the Eruv took effect already before the ger died. So even though somebody else was machzik already Friday night, doesn't make a difference. Because since the Eruv took effect already when Shabbos came in, its effect lasted the whole Shabbos. I have a hawa afal pishalo hirzik tani. I have a mice it says afal pishalo hirzik. Hafi kama. Afal pishalo hirzik mishach shecha. Kivet below havi leva hazik in bod yom. Sin, even though he was mazik when it got dark, since it was impossible for him to be mazik while it was still day, because the ger didn't die yet. Right? Eino osir. That's the reason why it doesn't asir. Even though, what's it called, he was mazik. But since he couldn't have been mazik during the day, it wasn't omeid to be mazik before Shabbos came in, so the Erev already took effect, and the Mela, it remains mutter the whole Shabbos. Ketani Mias Resha. Okay, now that we understand what the Bryce is talking about, that in the first case where the ger died on Friday, even though nobody was machzik, since he could have been machzik, it already is not considered that the Eruv took effect, because once the ger died, his nechasim were omeid for somebody else to take ownership of it, and even though they didn't actually, it doesn't have a din of kivin shehutra. And the other case where the ger died at night, even though somebody did take ownership at night, since they couldn't have taken ownership during the day, and when the Bein Hashmashas came, Eruv between the Ger and the Jew was effective, it remains effective the whole Shabbos. That's how we're learning this Brisa. K'tani Mias Reisha, but the Vice of the Reisha says, Osir, that if the Ger died on Friday, even though nobody was Mazik, they were only Mazik at night, it's still Osir. Vashar's nothing you can do. It's Osir, period. Right, Lechora, if a Yoresh, and for that matter anybody who takes Rishus from somebody else, could be Mevatel Rishus, right, then why can't he be Mevatel Rishus? Let this new guy be Mevatel his Rishus. The person who's Mamzik B'Nipsei Hagir. Right, why is it Osir? Just say, be Mevatel Rishus. Am I Osir Nivatel? Why is it Osir, right, across the board, let it say that he can Mevatel his Rishus. My osir nami diktani achi yivatel v'enachadam yitzavit. It's osir, tell me, bevatel. Doesn't mean it's osir and there's no way of making it mutter. It means at this point, if nothing else is done, it's osir. But if one of them bevatel is reshus to the other one, then that one will be mutter. Rav Yochanan Omar masnai samani. Rav Yochanan says, no, this braisa goes according to who? Beishamahi. The amre ain't bitl reshus beshavas. No, there's another reason why the bittel won't help. Because b'shabbe holds, you have to mevatel reshus before Shabbos. Just like you have to make an Erev before Shabbos, you have to bat Rishus before Shabbos. Okay? Dishnan. Ne'im osai nosin Rishus. From when can you be mavakal your Rishus? Beishamei omrim vod yom. Beishil omrim shetechshach. Beishamei says it has to all be done before Shabbos comes. And Beishil also, you can't make an Erev on Shabbos. But you can mavakal Rishus on Shabbos. Omar ula my time in the Beishil. Let's see the Rashi till here. Hachi koma. Surei mechzer. Bahai afalpi asher hichzikoi. The afalpi is going on even though somebody else was machzik at night. It doesn't asher in the daytime because he couldn't have been machzik in the daytime. B'shalo hichzik diktadi hachi koma. Hoel v'lo hoyo lo lahachzik vod yom. Since he couldn't be machzik during the day. Even though he was machzik already Friday night. Shalo hoyso rishul zutluya ben hashmashos. The ger was still alive. Ben hashmashos. Ela muhzekis lager. Tim haya zeb bala hachzik lo haya yochel. Right? Heter haya bala mikta Shabbos vedo osir. Since it was impossible for this other person to take ownership of the ger's property during the day because the ger didn't die yet. So therefore, even though he took ownership at night, that doesn't asser it because the Eruv took effect already for 1 second when Shabbos came in. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, Hani Tarte Masnisa Basraisa Damri Yorish Oser Beishamai. Enachanami. When it says Oser, it means Oser, there's nothing you can do. But it goes according to Beishamai. Beishamai holds that you can't be Mavach Roshus Bechlau on Shabbos. It has to all done before Shabbos. The Machlok is only if Yorish is Mavach or not, is only according to Beisilo, who holds you could be Mavach Roshus on Shabbos. But if you hold you can never be Mavach Roshus on Shabbos, there's no shy. Omer Ula, my time in the Beisilo. Ula said, what's the reason of Beis Hillel that you could be Mavakal Rishus on Shabbos? Nasika Omer Klach Eitzel Yothos. It's like the case where the halacha is like this. Somebody made someone a shliach to take Truma. So you need two halachas. You need the halacha that only a shliach can take Truma off your tvua. You need your shlichus because otherwise he's not the bialim. And you can't take off the truma of somebody else's thing. And also, you have to know how much you take. Because truma, if you're stingy, you take 1/60th. If you're average, you take 1/50th. And if you're, generous, you take 1/40th. So, the Balabais didn't tell him how much to take. So normally, you take the average, 1/50th. But he took 1/40th. He took more. So the Balabais came, and he said to him, why don't you take better? Right? Why did you take this? You should have taken better. So they still hold, he was Megaladas, that he wanted him to take the better. So the Chatkila, when he made him the Shliach to take the better, to take the more. Right? To take the Yothos. Because if he came by and he said, hey, how can we take from the better ones? Says Mashman, he's a generous guy. So even though we didn't know the Chatchila if he was generous or not, now he was Megala, that he is a generous guy. So when the Shliach took off the better, the more, right, he did it the Rishus of the Baal, even though we didn't know then. But now it's Megala, that's the case, the Sirashi. Klach Eitzel Yothos, Gabi Torim Eshel Chadero, Shalomi Das. Somebody took Truma from somebody else without his knowledge. But he had made him a Shliach with Chatchila. Right? But he didn't tell him how much to take. Tanya, Bo Balabayas, Umatso Shutori. The Balabayas came and found that he took Truma. But Omar lo Klachet Zal Yothos, and he told him, why don't you take better? Im Yesh lo Yothos Meim Trumaso Truma. If there are better, then he doesn't mean it sarcastically. Right? There's nothing better than he meant to say, hey, why don't you take something better? Meaning, I'm not very happy with what you took. You took the best. There's nothing better to take. So he just meant it sarcastically. But if there is better, then he meant it Pasha. Why don't you take the better ones? He's Megaladas, that he was happy with what this guy did. So Lemafreya, we say, he was already a shliach to take the better one from the beginning. The Goliadaiti, the Nichele. The Amrinan commanded Shavya Shliach, Nikarda. And it comes out that it's as if he was a shliach from the beginning, not a shliach from the beginning, Stam. Because if he wouldn't be a shliach from the beginning, Stam, it never would help. But he was a shliach from the beginning to take off this quality. Hachinami, Kivin, the Bottle Hashta. Therefore, same thing Beisil holds. Since on Shabbos, the person is Mavakal his Rishos, Gali Daite de Bikora Bishir Yusa Nichale. He's Megaladasa from Friday already. he would have wanted this to be mutter. The only way it can be mutter is by being mevatel rishos, then he was nicha with that. Ela sheshachat v'lo ira. He wanted that the other guy should be able to carry in the chatzar and carry from his house into the chatzar, right? And he wanted to make an eruv. They forgot. So memela, his now being mevatel rishos is megala that that's what he wanted to begin with. Therefore, it's not a new kinyan. It's not these machnis rishos. It's what's it called? It's something that already lamafreya took effect from Friday. Problem is, you can't be mevatel rishos on Shabbos. We'll see in a second because you can't be machna things on Shabbos. Where it says. Mace Omer Abaya, Mace Nochri Vishabas, Mike Klachitz, or Yothel Sika. Lechora, that's good if the guy is Mavatl his Rishus. But you have a case where the Bittl Rishus happens automatic on Shabbos and it still takes effect. You can't say, well, he meant that from Friday, where the guy died on Shabbos. Right? So there, you can't say that the other Jew was showed that he was Micha with Heter, right, from before Shabbos, right, because the guy was alive before Shabbos and nobody thought of doing anything, right? There couldn't be an Erev, that'd be Socha Rishos. Now the Goy died, the Erev was bottled, and we say now that you can Mevatel Rishos on Shabbos. How can you Mevatel Rishos on Shabbos according to Beis Hillel? You need a Gilui Das that this is what I thought Erev Shabbos. Here he couldn't say he thought of that Erev Shabbos because Lamaisa, the Goy was alive. Something happened over here that had nothing to do with the Gilui Das of the person himself. But the machlokas is a different machlokas. It doesn't do with whether you was megala das l'mafrei or not. It's a pashut the machlokas whether bittul rishus is allowed on Shabbos or not. Why? The meshame savri bittul rishus mikne rishusahu. When a person is mevatel his rishus, he's basically makne to the other guy. That's called bittul rishus. So if he's makne to the other guy, he can't make kinyanim on Shabbos, even the tzarek Shabbos l'char. Ubeis hillel savri is taluke rishusa bi'almahu. He's not being machna to the other. He's just taking away his rishus. And being mistalik yourself, that's not called a kinyan. He's just relinquishing his rishus. So he doesn't ask of the other one. Stama, the whole concept over here of carrying in the chatz or what is not totally in a real kinyan. It's just that my rishus shouldn't be mak of you. So I'm taking away my rishus. This teluke rishus of Shabbos shepherd. To mistalik yourself is okay. Some bring a raya from here that you can make hefker on Shabbos. But the is not 100% bar, because hefker could be a kinyan. Hefker could be that stab. I'm misalik myself from the thing, or hefker can be I'm mocking it to whoever gets it. Try exactly how hefker works, right? So if hefker is a kinyan, then it's not the same thing as misalik. Others being a raya, you can be mochel on Shabbos. You can mochel something on Shabbos because mechila is just that I'm misalik myself. There, I'm not mocking to anybody. The person already had it. I'm just massaging myself. And Mela, he gets to keep it. To Rashi. Umikner Rishusa B'Shabbos Aser. Domi LaMekka Chumemkar. The Rabbanan Aser making Kinyonim because it looks like Mekka Chumemkar. And Mekka Chumemkar is Aser because you may come to write. Okay, what else is over here? What's it called? According to Beis Hillel, so the Mogen Avraham learns that the reason it's Mutter, even though it's only Mistalik Rishusa, is because it's Litzorah Shabbos. And therefore, even a Kenyan Litzorah Shabbos would be okay. And therefore, you're allowed to sell your chametz on Erev Pesach, Shecholios, for Shabbos, if you forgot to sell it before, whatever. And other Achronim hold it's not the case, that even Litzorah Shabbos is awesome. If it wouldn't be, then it's not a Kenyan at all. But any kind of Kenyan, right, even Litzorah Shabbos would be awesome. I overhear, why does Beis Hillel have to say it's only Silik Rishos? If I'm Kenyan, the Tzorah Shabbos, okay, there's also Tzorah Shabbos. So you have to say that Stam, being able to carry in the Chatzar, is not 100% Tzorah Shabbos. That's not so big Tzorah, so you won't carry in the Chatzar. Right? That's not called Tzorah Shabbos. It's a real Tzorah Shabbos, Tzorah Mitzvah, right, that you can't do except on Shabbos, like Mechiras Chametz or whatever. Or a case of what's it called? Where was the case that they bring down that Tzorah Shabbos? You want to be makna your Caleb to a goy on Shabbos, you don't have to be tovel it. You can't be tovel Caleb on Shabbos. You forgot to be tovel a kli. If you give it to a goy and then borrow it back from him, you don't have to tovel it. So could you be makna to the goy with Tzorah Shabbos? If it's mamish with Tzorah Shabbos, you need that kli for Shabbos, than the Magen Avraham holds mutter to do. And other Achronim hold there's no raya from here. Kenyan even the Tzorah Shabbos, and this is called the Tzorah Shabbos, no good. You can only make siluk. So then there's a shayla, hefker, could you make hefker on Shabbos? Could you make what's it called mechila on Shabbos? If it involves mechila, you could do. And others, it's machlok saposkim, whether you can be matker on Shabbos or not. Okay, let's go on. Balabayis shoyes shutit l'shchena l'zebiyayin l'zebiyayin. Balabayis had the shutfis with his neighbors, and here we're talking about a shituf mavuos, because a ruve chatzeros pashtis, we passed it later, you need pas. Other things don't help. So, but in a shituf, in a mavui, right, it helps even other foods. So, Balabayis was a shutuf with his shvedim from the other mavui in Yayin, right? So he had a shutfis with his neighbors in Yayin, even though the neighbors didn't have any shutfis. But he had shutfis with his neighbor in Yayin, and shutfis with the other neighbor. But the two neighbors didn't have any shutfis in their Yayin. Right? I have a shutfis with you and a shutfis with you. But the two others didn't have a shutfis together. There's two chidushim over here. One is that we don't have to say anything, that this is l'shein Eruv. Since we all have a shutfis together, that in itself, what's it called, is like the Eruv. Okay. And, yeah. Okay, and we didn't do this l'shem Eruv, and we never mentioned it's l'shem Eruv. Still helps. Rashi, shoy yishutim l'shemenah, shibimavu, l'shem shutfis bi'almav, alo l'shem shitut. We didn't do this for the sake of an Eruv, but the Maisa, we do have wine that we are shutfidim. So that wine stands in place of an Eruv. What's the whole purpose of the Eruv? That we're all considered mixed together. So the shutfis, even though it's not l'shem Eruv, helps. And we're all considered mixed together. The Zebiyayin, Zebiyayin, Bigmar Moki Lovik Kliyachon. The Gemara is the same, it's talking where it's all in one Kli. So we're all Shutfin in one Kli of Yayin. That makes us all together, and it's just as if we had made an Eruv. Okay? So, the Zebiyayin, Zebiyayin, ain't Sichem Ma'arit. The Zebiyayin, Zebiyayin. However, if I'm a Shutfin with a neighbor, this one with wine, this one with Shemin, so we're not Shutfin all in the same thing. Sichem Ma'arit. Then you have to make an Eruv. This doesn't take the place of an Eruv, since we're not all shutfin in the same thing. Shimon Omer, Echadzev, Echadzev, and Shukhlar. No, either case, whether it's both Yayin, or Yayin and Shemin, you don't have to make an Eruv. It still helps. Okay, Vezev, Yayin, Ozev, Shemin, Ein Zeshituv, Echad. Vein Yecholim, Lismacholav, Shari Cholik, Mishnei Kelim. It's in two different Kelim. One is Kelim is Yayin, one Kelim is Shemin. You don't mix the two together. And therefore, we're not one mixed together. Right? We have shutfis and this, we have shutfis and another neighbor. There's a few neighbors who have chatzeros and houses that open into the mavui. So neighbor A has shutfis with neighbor B in Yayin. But neighbor C has shutfis and neighbor B with Shemin. So they're not all together. A and B are together and B and C are together. But not A and C. So the chara, it doesn't help. Okay, and the Gemara is going to say, it's talking with there where it's two kalim, and since it's two kalim, in this kind of situation, the Rabbanan weren't matter, this is an Eruv. Okay, Omar Rav, ube kli echad, where it's yayin and yayin, it has to all be in one kli. Omar Rav, deka nami tamu, zebi yayin, zebi shem, and srichim arif. Right, if one has wine, one has oil, then they have to make an Eruv. This can't count as an Eruv. What's the difference between if it's Yayin or it's Yayin and Shemin? Right? Is the difference is, can it all be in one Kli or not? But if it doesn't make a difference if it's one Kli or not, you can make an Eruv with Shemin too. So what difference does it make if we're all Mu'urav with the Yayin or the Shemin, right, if it's all in one Kli? Or it helps even with two Kli, Caleb. Elei omres reisha b'shnei kelim. The reisha is where the wine is in two kelim. That's still good. Then what difference does it make if it's wine in two kelim or wine and oil in two kelim? Right. The seifa b'shnei kelim mali yayin b'yayin mali yayin b'shemin. The yayin is good for an eruv and shemin is good for an eruv. So why does it make a difference? Right. If it's yayin and shemin or yayin and yayin. But if the difference is if it's all in one kli, then they're considered mu'uravim. If it's not all in one kli, then they're not considered mu'uravim. Then there's a difference between Yayin and Yayin and Yayin and Shemin. The difference is, could it be in one Kli or not? Amar Le Abaya, Yayin v'Yayin roi la'arev, Yayin v'Shemin ain't roi la'arev. No. Yayin and Yayin, even in two Kalim, is good. Because you could put them together. But yain and shemen is not roi la'arit. Right? The shayla rishonim, what if you were ma'arit? You put wine and the oil together. Right? According to Abaya, it really will help in two kalim too. But it has to be roi la'arit. What does that mean? That if they're in two kalim and they're not roi la'arit, then we don't consider them together. But if it's roi la'arit, then even though they weren't ma'arit them, it's good. What happens if you were ma'arit it, even if it's yain v'shemen? And it's all the one clean. There could be it's good, or it could be bad. Since really that's not roi la'arit, it's not called mura. Right? It's something that's unusual. Rashi. All the people in the Mavui, the different, what's it called, chaseros and batim, were shutvim in the same kli. Ava b'shnei kelim, but if they weren't shutvim in the same kli, some in this kli, some in the other kli, lo, the afagav da'amri b'esuv v'perek mishalchi, even though we had the Gemara before, eruv hanosim b'shnei kelim kosher, an eruv that you put into two kelim is kosher, so why over here in two kelim is it no good? Because there it's talking where you did it l'shem eruv. Since you did it l'shem eruv, the two kelim don't separate you. Here, you want to consider it as if it's an eruv, even though they didn't have a kavanah to make an eruv with it. Then they only consider it as an eruv automatically if it's in one kli. Eruv hanosu v'shnei kelim kosher. Hasam udu mikar l'shem eruv gavu. Right? Umilyu l'mada, the yasser. Talking over there where the chatchila you were govet l'shem eruv, and you wanted to put it in one kli, but it filled up the kli, and you had to put it in the second kli. There, the fact that it's a second kli doesn't separate them. Because it was mishterish l'shem eruv, and the only reason they put it in the second kli is because it overflowed. But over here, we want to make it considered an eruv automatically, not the kavanah. Automatically, in order to be considered an eruv, it has to be in one kli. Yain v'yain roi la'arei tilka chafal pitalo arvei samchidale. Even though you weren't ma'ar of it, and you put in two kalim, is good. But, what's it called? But yain v'shemen, you don't normally put together. So if it's in two kalim, it's not considered an eruv. Reb Shimon Omer, echad zeh ve'echad zeh, ein tzrich ma'ar. Reb Shimon holds, even if it's in two kalim, and it's yain v'shemen, it's also an automatic eruv. If there should be one yain, one in shemen. In two kelim. Where it says, Afilu zeh b'yayil zeh b'shemen. Even if one has wine, one has shemen, and they're in two kelim? Omer Rabba, hocha ma'yaskina, b'chotzer shemen shnei ma'mu'vuos, v'rav shimu l'tameh. No, enochanami. According to Rav Shimon, it wouldn't be an automatic eruv if it was in two kelim, and one was yayil and one was shemen. Okay? But it's talking about a special case over here. Where it is an eruv, where you have, and what's it called, a chotzer that is between two mavuos. And one Mavui made an Eruv with the Chatzar, and the other Mavui made an Eruv with the Chatzar, but the two Mavols didn't make an Eruv together. We had this case before. Rav Shimon Latame, Desnan, Om Rav Shimon, Lamaha Dover Dome, L'Sholosh Chatzeres, Apsucha Zulazu. You have three Chatzeres open to each other, and each one has their own entrance into Rishus Arab. So they don't answer on each other. At all. Right? Since they're open to each other, they could make an Eruv between all three Chatzeros. But they don't have to because they have another entrance into Rishus Arab. And if they don't make any Eruv, each one's mutter by itself. Irvu shnayim achitzonos imahem sois, if the two outer ones made an Eruv with the middle one, he muteres imohen, so the middle one can carry into the B, the middle one can carry into C or A, the he muteres imohen. And A and C can carry into B. Ushtayim achitzonos asuras, but A can't carry into C, nor C into A. And we're not afraid, it's what's a chiddush, it's good, because we're not afraid that A will end up carrying from B into C, or C from B into A. Right, Rashi. Shebein beis mavuos, velo b'shituf the mavui echad kamer. It's not talking about shituf in one mavui. In a chanami. In one mavui, if some of the people had a shutas in yayin and some in shemen, it was in two kelim, and they didn't do it b'feirish l'shem eruv, that's no good. There's no eruv. There's no shituf over here. Because two separate kelim and two separate things that they normally don't put together. Reb Shimon is talking in a case where it's a shituf amongst more than one mavli. Reb Shimon l'tanei, da'omer chotzer achas yicholah la'aret, beizei ruvin. One chotzer can make two separate eruvin, with two separate mevuos or two separate chatzeros in beis mevuos, v'afa pishlo shitfu beis ha-mevuos yachad. Even though the two mevuos didn't make an eruv, but the middle guy made an eruv with each one separately, that's good. Hachinam v'afa pishein ha-shitvet mechuber yachad. Even though this guy has what's it called with shemen in one kli, and the other guy has yayin in a different kli, so he's an automatic eruv B with A, and an automatic eruv B with C. But C and A have no shaykhs, because this guy has shemen, and this guy has yayin. And the shemen has no shaykhs, the shemen of C has no shaykhs to the yayin of A. Right? But the yayin and shemen of A and C do have shaykhs with the guy in B. Right? That's the case. Afa P, she'ein ha-shittet mechuber yachat, v'lo hutru mavul zem zeh, A and C are not mutter one with the other, he muterism shneim, but B is mutter with either of them. V'lo gazrinu del ma'asi lafuki kev, she'shosu mavi zeh, l'mavi zeh derechatzit, we're not afraid that A is going to carry into C through B, or vice versa, which C to A. L'ma dover doma, the perek misho tziyu, right, this is what we had before in perek misho tziyu, Urabonim de Masnisen in the Shtatva Biyayim Ubikli Echot, Havilahu Beis Mavuos, Commission Shtatvu Yachat. If they, what's it called, the two Mavuos, everybody has Shitfus in one Kli of Yayim, so then everybody is, the two Mavuos are Meshutuf together automatically. The Shabridon, Havilahu Biyayim, Zeb Shemin, but if there are two Kalim, one Yayim and one Shemin, the Treye Ruvain, this is two different Erevim. So the guy with the yayin has no shaykhus to the guy with the shemen, and the guy with the shemen, right, given the beis ha-mavuos asur in zemzeh, since A and C are asur with one the other, he nami asur, B is also asur, imohen, ushneim asur imimah, and they're both asur with him. Kiritani perish, that's what the Rabbanan hold. It's not like from Shimon. That we are afraid that you're going to end up carrying from A to C through B. Okay. So that's the case, and that's why Rav Shimon holds it's okay. And the Rabbanan holds not okay. Because basically over here, it's not one big happy Erev, it's two small Erevim. Rav Shimon holds that two small Erevim amongst three people, where each one has a separate Erev with one side, is okay. And the Rabbanan holds that there's no such thing. Either you have one Erev for everybody, but you can't have a separate Erev with this one, a separate Erev with that one, and the two outside ones don't have an Erev, because we're afraid that the two outside ones will end up carrying through the middle one. So that's the end of the Mishnah. But end of Chanami, if it'll be one big happy Erev, it can't be. Can't be one big happy Erev if some of the people have Yayin, some people have Shemin. Amar le'abaya, midami. I said, no comparison to that case. Hosom k'toni sh'tayim achitzonos asuros uvzu. There it says b'feirish, that even though A is mutter with B and B is mutter with C, but A and C are us. That's what it should say over here too. Reb Shimon is mashma, right? Ein shrichim la'aret. That everybody who's involved over here is considered one big Erev. L'chor is not true. And everybody who's involved is not one big Erev. It's only Shemin guy with the guy in the middle and Yayin guy with the guy in the middle. But the guy with the Shemin, the guy with the Yayin, are not Mu'urim. Rashi. Hachak Tani ain't Shrikim Ma'ariv, Klav. Mashma, that what's it called? That you don't have to be Ma'ariv at all. That everybody's included in the Seirim. So how can the Shemin guy be Mu'urim with the Yayin guy? The Shemin guy can be Mu'urim with the guy in the middle with Shemin. The Yayin guy with the guy in the middle with Yayin. But the Shemin and Yayin are not Mu'urim. That's the case of Rav Shimon. And it should say over here the same thing. Not Ein Sarech La'arif, but the Erev helps for the middle and the outside ones. That's what it should say. Where it says, My Ein Sarech La'arif, that's what it means. What does it mean, Jirotim La'arif? Shcheinim Bahadei Balabayis. Aval Shcheinim Bahadei Adonim Sarech La'arif. The neighbors don't have to be Ma'arif with the Balabayis. The outer ones with the middle guy. That's considered like an Erev. But the two Shcheinim, the neighbors of the middle guy, you have to be ma'ariv if they want to be able to carry from A to C. But that's what it means. Ein tzrich ma'ariv is going on the middle guy with the outer guys, not the two outer guys together. Rashi, shreinim ba'ave adoti, imrotzim b'nei mavui zeh l'shtamish b'zeh, tzrich ma'ariv. If the people in the two separate mavuis want to carry from one mavui to the other, not just into the middle chatzar, then they have to make an Erev. What's Ein Shrichim La'arev? The Mavi with the chatzar. The chatzar with the other Mavi. The law says, Kulam Pas B'chatzar Zu. The Yistim Mepharshim Asnisa Mili Mili Ktani. Some learn that the Mishnah is talking two different cases. Reb Shimon Lava Milsayah the Rabbanu Koi. Shimon's not going back on what the Rabbanan said. There's a Zebiyayin, a Zebishemin, whatever. The Ilu Rabbanu B'chatzar Shemin Beis Mavuos, Afilu Zebiyayin, Zebiyayin. The Rabbanan, even if it's both with Yayin, still wouldn't help. The Rabbanan hold you can't make a separate Eruv, right, where you have three, that only two are Mu'uruv together. Because we're afraid that you'll end up carrying from the ones that aren't Mu'uruv. And therefore it doesn't make a difference if it's Yayin or Shemin. Just Reb Shimon said his case, what's it called, a separate case, new thing, nothing to do with Yayin Shemin or whatever. And Zupirashti, that's Taka, there's a Girsa like that. Varisho Nirabe, but the first way is more Nira, that's Taka talking about Yayin and Shemin, right? And it, because it's Yayin and Shemin, it becomes the case of the three. And Echanami, according to Rabbanan, it wouldn't help even with Yayin and Yayin. If Medavka, they didn't make an Eruv together. But if it was Yayin Yayin, the Rabbanan would hold it. It's an automatic Eruv between all three. Okay. Okay, Shai over here, whether they have to say anything. They're Shutfim. So is it automatic? Shabbos comes, and automatically is this a Dittimei Neirah? Or no? They didn't have to say anything when they made the Shutfim, they didn't have to say Neirah. But at least on Shabbos, they have to say, well, now we're being sold the Chavit and Shem Neirah. And the Chazal Nish, the, what's it called, the Keren Orem, brings a right from the Rambam, they don't have to say anything. But it could be that Das wise that we still mechanic the Shem Eruv. Right? And the Chazal Nish holds that they have to be so mechanic, what's it called, the Shem Eruv, but it can help even on Shabbos. At some point they have to think that this is going to be an Eruv. Right? They can't just automatically carry from one to the other because they're Shutfis. They have to understand that that Shutfis translates into an Eruv. Okay? But Amira, the Chari, you don't even have to say anything. Even if you just have kavanah like that is good enough.